So as we were preparing the readings, I found myself doing something that I tend to do anyway, and I counted up the number of times a particular word appeared in our readings this weekend, and 20 times the word love appeared. And each of those times, there's one particular word for love. In English, we have love and love and love and love, right? We might have different variations that, you know, we might have delight, or we might have pleasure, or we might all those things. But in Greek, there are four particular words that each have a different reference, a different specific way of referencing love. One of those is storge, which is kind of the delight that we have in something. Eros, the desirous love, is so often our world reduces that eros down to a love of husband and wife. We'll just leave it at that. But it's a desirous love, a desiring something for some good. And then you have philo, which is a friendship love. And then you have agape, unconditional love. And there was a debate among the Greek philosophers which love is highest. And Aristotle himself sided on this philo love being the highest because it's based on equality. In fact, I'll use the quote now. He tells us in the, I think it was the Nicomachean Ethics, that ultimately, in order to have a true friendship, you have to have a true equality. So as much as you might love your pets, and as much as we might say dog is a man's best friend, or diamonds are a woman's best friend, or whatever, whatever it is, you can't have a true friendship with an animal that's lower than you. But in Christianity, there's the other love that is looked upon. Aristotle and some of the Greek philosophers consider that kind of love kind of a wimpy kind of love. Unconditional love, love without condition, a love without strings, a love with, you know, just love, and kind of a wimpy kind of love, not based on a mutuality, but rather a giving of oneself to the other. But Jesus Christ raises that kind of love to the status that we are supposed to have for God and that we are supposed to have for one another. And in case we missed it this weekend, the church gives us, from the first letter of St. John, a very similar phrase. It's not that we chose God, but God chose us. It's not that we love God, but that God loved us. Everything we do, everything we are, is a response to God's choice, God's love. Without that, we're stuck. We remember, thanks to our ancestors, Adam and Eve, thanks to them, that we are born into a brokenness. We're born into being separated from God. And St. Paul records and tells us that we, in our sin, are enemies of God. Enemies, that's a pretty strong word, right? But once we realize that God has made a choice for us, that God has chosen to send his Son as expiation for our sin, as St. John would tell us, that God chooses us, then when we make that choice for him, then we become something more than enemies. We become, cease to be enemies, but rather servants. And St. Paul telling us how he's a servant of Christ to the point of chains, and how we are called to be servants. And in the Gospels, how Jesus time and again reminds us that we are servants. And when we've done what we've been commanded, we are to say to him, we've done only what we were commanded to do. And there's a particular thing here that we have to remember, that when we follow as slaves the command of the master, there ultimately is no merit to us. We're simply doing what the Lord wants us to do. And that might be fine and good, but I don't know about you, but I don't find it very satisfying. I certainly don't find it joyful. In my own prayer, I've been struggling with that, I have to admit, of am I a slave or am I something more to the Lord? And today, this gospel reading gives me hope, because he tells the apostles, I no longer call you slaves, I call you friends. 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 If you remember back a few weeks, we had John as well, and John's telling us, beloved, you are God's children now, what we are to be is yet to be revealed. And I said then something that I'll say now. I think so often we're so accustomed to this language. Yeah, we're children of God. Yes, we're friends of Jesus Christ. That we forget the power, the true power that that has. We're not slaves, we're friends. That Christ has chosen us. And as I already said, we can't be friends with somebody fundamentally unequal to us. Christ, the second person of the Trinity, God incarnate, who is there. We sing the songs, we know the scriptures, and sometimes we forget that this is God made man. That Jesus Christ humbled himself, letting go of his glory, letting go of everything that was his right in order to become human. And knowing that he's going to lay down his life on the cross. In fact, that's the whole context of this passage. This is the Last Supper narratives. This is Jesus' farewell speech. He's telling them, look, I'm going to suffer and die for you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down his life for his friends. I call you friend. Because he chooses us. Because he loves us. Isn't there joy in that? That we're not enemies of the Lord. We're not even slaves of the Lord, but now he calls us friends. Yes, he commands us to certain things, but as a friend he commands us, and there's merit when we respond in love to what he commands. Because as a friend, we are free. We freely choose. Do we choose to be friends with Christ? If so, how do we show it? This week, maybe this is the question for us. Have we really lived as friends with Jesus Christ? Have we really tried to live as true friends? I don't know about you, but any friend of mine that I don't talk to for a while ceases to be a true friend. Have we spoken to the Lord? Have we communicated with the Lord? Have we prayed to him? The other thing about a good friend is, you know, we tend not to keep our friends separate. We want our friends to be friends with all of our other friends, right? Have we shared Jesus Christ with others? Have we told others about the friendship that he has called us into? That he has chosen us, he has chosen them too? Have we responded to his commandment? We remember St. John telling us his commandments are not burdensome. The commandment to love is not burdensome. When we understand that this is a friend, not a slave master, it changes things. Have we really desired that friendship with Christ? Or are we stuck in that slavery? Are we stuck in that we're simply doing what we're commanded to do and nothing more? I hope we find freedom. And I hope we understand how much Christ loves us by choosing us. How much Christ loves us in laying down his life for us. How much Christ loves us in calling us not slaves, but friends.